We are doing something very important for people. It's about education, and I think education always comes first. If we want to change something, we need very well-educated people.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'm a visibility strategist at Samantha Diane CO. I've just started listening to the Women in Tech podcast recently, and with each episode, I feel a sense of empowerment, inspiration. I really enjoy hearing the stories of women from all around the world who are innovating and who are leading in an industry that's typically thought of to be male dominated. I can always count on the Women in Tech podcast to give me that little bit of inspiration that I need to push myself just a little bit further. You can connect with me on Instagram at samanthadiane.co.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Command Line Heroes is an original, highly produced, award-winning podcast about the people who transform technology from the command line up, presented by Red Hat. And this is not a technical show. This is a show anyone can enjoy, featuring experts from across the industry. Season 4 is airing now, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and stick around to the end of the show to hear a sneak preview of the brand new season.
I think one of the most important things that I need to remember all the time is something Tucker Max shared with me. Tucker Max, this phenomenal businessman and author, he shared the reason why things come with such fluidity is because you're an expert, like the X things that, you know, for me come with ease. And he's like, when you're an expert at something, it is quote unquote easy, because that's what makes you an expert, is that you know how to do the thing that you're a master at. And what's funny is, for me, the easier it is, the more I think that it doesn't have value, and the more I question its worth and all that kind of stuff. And so I constantly think of what Tucker said and remind myself that just how valuable my talent is, my skill set is in particular areas, that it comes with such ease, because it doesn't come with such ease for the next guy, or else they would be doing it on their own. So I think that that's an important lesson. I think that's the thing that I'm like walking. Sorry, I'm like panting. I'm walking to my destination. But I think that that's the thing that I'll leave you with today, because it's definitely been a huge block in my success and my career, is belief in self and worthiness and valuing my time. And the more and more I start to understand just how valuable my talent and time are, the better my life gets, and the more I feel energized by opportunity rather than depleted by asks and demands. All right, I'll enjoy the episode. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So grateful to be here in Kazakhstan. And I am excited to introduce our next guest, kind of a mystery guest, because we have been at SeedStars getting to experience the amazing innovation going on in this wonderful country. And after we performed the podcast live at SeedStars, someone came up to me and said, you know, I really like appreciated that interview and it made me feel so special. And then the best part was, she's like, but I'm not a woman in tech. And I said, but you are. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and why you don't think you're in tech.
Wow. No, now I think that I'm in tech.
I've convinced
you convinced me. My name is Aidana. I work as an operational officer, operational manager in AdsGravity company. So our company is an educational company with a mission to empower the youth with skills for a future career, to create a community of lifelong learners all over the world, not only in Kazakhstan. We create and produce online courses with top experts in different fields, starting from storytelling and design thinking to fashion and beauty industry.
But did you say this is specifically to empower kids?
Not kids, but the youth. But
what does youth mean to you?
Maybe it's adults from like 16, 17 years old to 40.
Oh,
45. Yeah. So it's for adults. You know, we focus on career transition and career development issues. In fact, every person,
everybody
once,
needs,
at least once alive.
Totally. Completely.
This issue. And mostly now we want to focus on women, because women are those who are struggling with this problem after the birth of their children. Yes, they face the problem of career transition.
Totally.
Of reskilling or upskilling. So that's very important. And
there's so many people that go through, you know, whatever life journey it may be, whether they become like a woman becomes a homemaker or even a man goes through a divorce, whatever it is, anything to keep you back, or you grow up in an environment where you don't see a lot of examples of all the things that you can be. And so it's important to, I mean, this is why the Women in Tech podcast exists. It's to be an example of what's possible and to expand our belief system so that we could all accelerate forward and achieve our dreams. And it sounds like with your digital courses, it's the same thing. You want to be a source of inspiration and empowerment. So
we want to give tools to be back to their job, to be in demand, to adapt to this fast growing and fast changing job market.
Right. Okay. You've never done an interview before.
No.
I love that.
Really?
and it was hard. I was like, no, I'm going to interview you. She's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, I'm very sure. Why do you think, I know this is kind of a funny question, why do you think that you've never done an interview before?
I think mostly because I'm not a public person, so most of my job is operational. It's some backgrounds, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, services. So I'm doing everything so that the company's processes run smoothly.
Right.
And it's not like a public work.
Right.
It's something background.
And, I mean, having this experience right now, do you wish you had more of these experiences?
I'm not sure.
Because one of the conversations that comes up quite often is that we're not asked for the opportunity. And then what I'd like to open the conversation to be is, how about us going after the opportunities that we'd like to have rather than waiting to being asked?
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good food for thought, you know.
I think you're very brave to be on it, especially since I had to convince you.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that I really enjoyed about talking to you, meeting you, is you're really passionate about what you do, and it sounds like you're really proud of the company you work for. Can you tell me a little bit about your company culture and what about the company culture makes you proud to be a part of the team?
In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast, and keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you tell me a little bit about your company culture and what about the company culture makes you proud to be a part of the team?
So you're right that the main part of my passion, the main reason of my passion is the team.
Right.
Our founder is incredible. She's such a
female founder.
Yeah, she's
nice.
Female.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. Our team is totally female team. So we have men, but contractors, but our full-time workers are all female.
Wow.
Yes. And I think it's more pro than con. Yes. So our founder, Egirim, is a person with a very wide vision of everything. And this motivates and inspires me. All of our team, we have like a very horizontal structure in our team. So we don't have this vertical structure.
Which means
have a hierarchy.
Yeah, managers.
Yes, manager. Yeah. So that's why we are people with high empathy.
Right.
Yes. And maybe that's because we are women.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice. And the company's based in Almaty, Kazakhstan?
Yes, most parts of our company are in Almaty, but we have several team members in Astana, in Nur-Sultan. We also have
the capital of Kazakhstan.
Yeah, the capital. We have some contributors and partners all over the world. So one of our, for example, partner, she works in Facebook in Ireland, and she helps us with target marketing.
Nice.
Yeah, targeting. So it's a great experience for me. And one more very important reason why am I passionate about this job is because we are doing something very important for people. It's about education, and I think education always comes first. If we want to change something, we need very well-educated people.
It really hits a core that you're saying the education that your team provides is unique and vitally important to moving people forward, but there are so many educational companies out there. What makes your company different? Like, why is your education different than, I'm not going to name them out, but there's so many competitors, right? Mm-hmm. What is different about your content?
First, we work with experts. So we help to package the knowledge of some experts in their field so that they can scale their business via providing some online learning experience for people, for their audience. And we have a great team. The main focus of our team is good content, is great content. So we have content designers who can package the knowledge in the most feasible format.
Right.
And I think that's the quality of our courses, the quality of production is also our advantage.
And now you're product manager.
I'm an operational manager of all the company. So I'm focusing on business processes, on HR processes. You know, like I told before, our company doesn't have this hierarchy, doesn't have this strict structure.
And so
even now, I have this work balance. I have very flexible schedule. I have an opportunity to plan my life. Yes. And we, in fact, we feel that we are not the employees. We are like partners in our company.
I love that.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that. This is the first time I've ever heard that. How do you orchestrate a company where the entire team feels as though they're partners? Do you have equity in the company? Is it just a lifestyle of the roles? What contributes to that outcome of feeling this positive kinship as partners?
Mm-hmm. Equity, no, not right now, because I think it should be like your collaboration with the company should be long enough to give you equity, yes, in the company. But yes, we have this lifestyle, we have this atmosphere in the company that makes feel us like part. And when we have some decision, we make it with a team.
Yeah.
It's not like individual decision.
Interesting.
It's always very collaborative decision and
I love
everything.
That.
Yes, and we can contribute to the development of the roadmap of the company, and we really appreciate working in this team.
What's the best piece of advice that you've gotten related to your profession?
Don't have any expectations sometime and just keep doing what you do.
I love it. Okay, what is your favorite tech tool, like a mobile app, a website, or software or hardware?
Slack.
That was easy. Slack is a communication platform. Yeah. I'm sure everybody listening knows it, but just in case, you could utilize Slack on, simultaneously on a website, mobile app, your browser. I mean, Slack is everywhere and totally in sync, so you could have team communication. Mm-hmm. And what is your favorite book?
The last book that I read was, and I loved it, The Hate U Give.
The Hate U Give? Yes. I've never heard of it. What's it about?
It's about all these problems that Black people have in America. So she lost her best friend when the policeman shot him just because he's Black. And it was such a strong story. It's not business book.
No, that's fine. I want to read it. This sounds amazing.
It's great.
I mean, it sounds so sad, but it sounds like it would really bring a level of awareness that I would appreciate.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good recommendation. And we'll include it in the show notes. You could easily click on it to like go check it out yourself. Where can people connect with you further?
Facebook, LinkedIn.
Can you spell your name for everybody?
Aidana, Aidana Batyrova, Batyrova.
And you're on LinkedIn and Facebook?
Yes, Instagram.
And where can everybody check out your company to cyberstalk you more, the company you work for?
The same in all of the social media.
Can you spell it for
Gravity, EDGRAVITY.
Amazing. And again, we'll include it all in the show notes. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Thank you so much for coming up to me after we did the podcast on stage at SeedStars, and just for your feedback and for being so brave to be on the podcast right now. I just think it is so cool that I get to be part of your journey and where your interviewing starts.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You're great.
Amazing. Thank you. To connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
This is Aidana Batyrova. I'm an operational manager of AdGravity Company. We're an educational company with a mission to create a community of lifelong learners by creating and producing online courses, based in Kazakhstan. And you're listening to me on Women in Tech.
I'd like to tell you about an all-new season of Command Line Heroes, a podcast presented by Red Hat. No one ever said hardware was easy. In season 4, Command Line Heroes is telling 7 special stories about people and teams who dared to change the rules of hardware, and in the process, changed how we all interact with technology.
In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices and what it took to get here?
There was this blue box on a table, and he said, well, here it is. I said, well, what is it? He said, it's a microcomputer.
What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. These machines, they revolutionized our lives and blew the doors open to what was possible.
How many people here had a computer versus how many people intended to get one? Only one or two people actually had them, and they would bring them to the club meeting. What are you going to do with it? And nobody had an answer.
The key thing about time sharing was that the computer needed some way of being able to sort of stop its own clock.
The creators of the floppy drives are not household names by any means. If it wasn't for that, PCs would have been adopted much more slowly.
This January 28th, we launched season 4 of Command Line Heroes, an original podcast from Red Hat. And this season, it's all about the hardware. We'll hear the stories behind some iconic machines and the people who dared to create them.
I was the kid that always took things apart, took my older sister's toys apart.
This is just another bag on the side of the Eclipse, a skin job. Nope, this is a whole new machine.
The process of passing the tapes around and encouraging and building upon each other's results is really what made the personal computer industry.
We're exploring mini computers, mainframes, the first personal computers, floppies, early smartphones, and game consoles. And we're also going to hear how the community ethos that drove those early hardware heroes to build those machines still exists today in the open source hardware movement.
The values of sharing are still there. I mean, it's in the entire open source community.
The machine, in a way, was kind of a bit character. It was the people who were the real guts of what it was about.
I'm Saranyat Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast and keep on coding.
So thank you, and eat your sandwiches.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.